T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm ovulating. Give me what I want.
The Wake Up Call.
Kevin, Katie, and Rain on 106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams happen twice every morning at 6:10 and 8:10. Also on the radio.com app. Just search The Wake Up Call for our podcast. You can hear some of the old ones there. What do you got today?
Jill emailed me. Her and her roommate Courtney have a lot of fun together and pull pranks back and forth, so she needed my help. And Courtney works as a nurse at a nursing home. So I am calling as another nurse at this nursing home that she has not met yet to say, this is the first time I've had a shift after you, and we got a situation with one of the patients.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Is this Courtney?
Yes.
Hey, Courtney, this is Sid. You don't know me, but I work over here at... How are you?
I'm good. You said you work with me?
Yeah, I'm one of the new nurses. I started about almost two weeks ago. You and I had just we haven't met yet. But today is the first day, though, that I had a shift right after you. And
okay.
I got a situation here, and I need you to help clarify some stuff, okay?
Sure.
Okay. So I got a patient here. We have a patient here that was given the wrong medication, and we've got a situation now where it's uncomfortable to say the least.
Wait, he was given the wrong medication?
You must have given him the wrong medication. And I mean, his health is fine. No, I mean, his health is fine, but I'm pretty sure you gave him Viagra by accident.
You think I gave him Viagra by accident? That's impossible.
Well, it's not impossible because now I got a guy here. It's the guy from room like 112. I don't know. I don't know the room number.
You have his name?
I don't remember his name. I'll get you
files in front of you.
Let me look up his name and I'll get it to you. Just give me a few minutes on that. But I got a guy here now that's very distracted by getting. He's at full attention, basically, for the first time in years, and he won't shut up about it. He's very excited, obviously, and the only thing we can think of here is that he was given Viagra by the night nurse, and that must have been you. Like, did you accidentally give him something like that?
No, that's not even an option. It's not even a possibility. First of all, Viagra has a very distinct look. It's a blue pill. I didn't give out any blue pills last night. Also, I don't understand why you don't have his records in front of you if you're going to call me and accuse me of something like this.
Okay,
it's
well,
serious.
Listen, I'm not trying to pick a fight here, and I'm not trying to be rude or anything like that. We're just trying to figure out what the hell happened to him. Because, as you can imagine, this is uncomfortable for everyone. He wants to show it. He wants to show it to everybody, and we have to keep telling him to put it away. And, like, he's telling us this hasn't happened to him in years. So are you sure? Can you think about it? Are you sure you didn't give anybody Viagra?
I'm thinking about it, and I'm beyond positive. I don't...
All right. I mean, the only thing then that I can think of is you got to stop being so sexy around him, because it must have happened naturally. I mean, what else could it be? I mean, if you didn't give him Viagra, what else could it be? Did you wear different scrubs or something?
What did you say your name was?
My name's Sid.
I can't believe you would ask me these questions. I'm not even there right now.
I know you're not there right now. I know that. If you were here, we'd be having this conversation in person. I mean, are you generally sexy? Like, here's what happened. I'll bet this is what happened, okay? We've never met, but I'll bet you're pretty attractive. And you probably just said something to him that you don't think was flirty, but he took it as flirty.
So I'm sure that I feel very uncomfortable right now.
You feel very
this
uncomfortable. You're not at work. He's at full attention, and he's trying to show it off. You want to talk about uncomfortable?
I don't even know what to say because we're going to have a huge issue when I come in because...
Are you able to come back in? Maybe you should come back in and maybe just tell him that you're not interested.
I think I'm going to come in, but I'm not going to talk to him. First of all, I want to talk to you, and then I think we need to talk to whoever hires you because you do not sound at all professional that you should be working with patients or anything. This is ridiculous.
Man, I couldn't agree with you more, which is why I do not work with patients. My name's actually Gavin. You're on a phone scam. It's a prank phone call. I'm 106.5 The End on the wake-up call. None of this is real.
Oh, my God.
Your roommate Jill is the one who emailed me and asked me to do this.
Oh my gosh, my blood pressure felt so high. I felt I was having a heart attack, and then I was so mad.
I'm sorry.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.